In this screencast, we're going to make it so that the watch will show a nighttime view when I click on the nighttime button and the daytime view when you click on the daytime button. These buttons are up here in the upper left-hand corner. So before we do this, we want to see what the foot watch looks like in the nighttime view. So we go to the SkyDrive, and in the SkyDrive we have low-resolution images. And we go to the watch that we're interested in. In this case, it's right over here. You can see from the tooltip it's the NM2090, which is the Fireman 2. And this is the nighttime view. And what we see here is that it looks like the minute and hour hand have these microcell glowing parts to them. This glows kind of an orangish. These have a green glow to them. And we can probably reproduce all this. So let's start off with the design. And we're going to do one of these, and then we're going to show how we're going to transform using the day and night settings. So in our watch, we're going to edit the template again. We're going to edit the current template. And once we start editing the template, let's say we're going to do this number, this hash right here, which will be the we're going to show it in both day and night. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go to this watch. We're going to make sure all the pieces that we don't want to touch have locks on them. And we're going to zoom in right here. And we're going to select the watch as the visual element that is going to be the parent of a rectangle that I'm going to drop in here. So I'm going to go to rectangle. And I'm just going to draw a rectangle that's about the same shape as that. Right there. Go to the selection tool, and then I'm going to rotate this into place and resize it to the place that I want it to be. Okay, so that looks pretty good. Probably could rotate it just a little bit more. There we go. Now, if I look at this again, there's a little black, little border around it, and that rectangle might have a, if I look back at the design, there's kind of a glow to each one of these, and that's what we really want to show off here. So we're going to think that this glow is going to be in a rectangle as well. So we're actually going to change this rectangle to, we're actually going to have another rectangle, which is going to represent it. And to do this, we're just going to right-click on this rectangle. We're going to copy it. And we're right-clicking on here, and we're going to paste it. So this is the one position. So I'll just call this 1 o'clock. And I'll call this one 1 o'clock glow. And so it changes the name because they can't have a one in the front, so that 1 o'clock glow looks fine. Now for the 1 o'clock glow, it's not going to have a stroke. It's going to be its fill is going to be kind of that greenish color, and it's going to, let's say, have a glow to it. It's going to have a radius, let's just say 5 and 5, and this is going to be a little bit bigger. It's going to have, instead of a fill like that, it's going to have a gradient fill. And the center is going to be, let's just say, that green. And the edge is going to be like that, where Let's say it's also going to be that green. But it's going to have a transparency of 0. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to grow it by changing the transform, or I can... Actually, the best way to do it is to make this, let's say, 1.2. So now that fill is going to be kind of like that. Let's make this a 1.4. So it has a kind of a glow that way. Do we have any effects that we can use that might be effective on this? So maybe I'm actually not going to use a blur effect on that 1 o'clock glow. And that blur effect might be just fine what I need. Let's just try that with the solid. So the effects, you can see as I zoom in, the effect goes away, but the effect stays there. Let's just say radius of 3 and 3. So that effect stays valid. And let's just make this a little bit smaller. So I could do this with a gradient, but I think that this blur effect actually works really nicely. So if I look at that, there's the day looks like that, the night looks like that, and the setting, if we look at this, let me draw the blur effect again. Okay, so if we look at this zoomed out and we look at the tools options, there is, on the artboard, there is a render threshold for these the zoom effects. That's why when I'm zoomed in more than 400%, that I'm not seeing the effect take place like that. So that's why we see the effect like that. So it turns out that the blur effect with a looks really good for that. Now the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to say that go to my states right here, and I'm going to say that this is starting off, it's going to be totally transparent, and then I'm going to go for the day state, that's going to be exactly as we see it there, and for the night state, that opacity is going to be 100%, so that the transition by default is over 2 seconds, that when I see this go from day to night, we can press this turn transition preview so we can see that glow happen from day to night. So what we see here is that transition, that when we run this, let's just see, run this. That when we go, that starts glowing when I go to night. Day, that glow goes away. And what I'm also going to need to do is say that certain visual elements disappear when I go to, or go dark when I go to night. So, for example, this second hand, when I select the second hand, so I'm going to go to the second hand, I'm going to unlock that, and what I can say is that second hand in the night state, that's going to be, let's just say, 20% opaque. So that's going to be duller or less visible because I'm making it only 20% of the view. Now, you can use a couple different effects. It may turn out that by changing the opacity may not be the right thing here, but you can go and change the color. You can change the intensity. You can change all of the, so, you know, for example, if we want don't want to change the opacity of that, but we do want to change, for example, we go to that second hand, we can go to that path, unlock it, and we're going to change that fill from that color to, let's just say, a light, sort of a black color like that. We can do that, and then what will happen is that that day and night will switch on that color. By selecting the state that you want and then the property of the object to change over the course of those 2 seconds, that's how we modify the day and night. And that's how we're going to go through our design to design the day and night states of the watch.